our hero this week is Steve Bannon. He did a 60-minute interview with Charlie Rose and did an excellent job of smacking Charlie Rose around, who well deserved to be smacked even much worse than Bannon did. One of my favorite quotes, we're going to put up his quote, is yours. Why pick fights with the Russian? $1 trillion to upgrade the nuclear arsenal? Is that where you want to spend your money? It's great because, you know, now that he's been in the system, he has a much better understanding of, you know, how it squeezes through in the sausage factory. But I want to give a big shout out to Senator Rand Paul. The Senate voted Wednesday 2-1 against his amendment. He has worked really hard to put an amendment into the defense authorization bill that would have ended the current authorization for use of military within 6 months and forced Congress to vote on authorizing wars. How remarkable. I mean, essentially what we did after 9/11 is we created a legal justification for U.S. military to engage in the global war on terror, which means they can go anywhere at any time under, you know, sort of a broad and I would say unconstitutional authority. And Paul's trying to bring it back and do what Cynthia Kinney recommended, which is force Congress to take responsibility to approve each, you know, sort of each war in the entire war on everybody globally. Of course, this is related to the dollar as reserve currency, but kudos for Senator Rand Paul. I tweeted out his announcement and said, this is only the first round. Keep trying.